Zadie, did the Jews get permission from the Sultan to use the royal crown to free the captives?
And were they all still all right by the time they did?
Yes, yes, of course, Kinderlich. 3 days later, amidst much relief and rejoicing, the Tartars were at last paid off with the golden crown, and the Jewish captives were finally set free. Some of them eventually moved back to Chandelstein, while some stayed and lived in Constantinople and became part of the Jewish community.
But what about the golden crown, Mr. Friedman? What happened to it? Did the Tartars sell it?
Oh no, Yehuda. You see, after the evil Cossacks were defeated, the leader of the Tartars, Frederick the Great, returned to his home country of Voldania and brought along the golden crown with him. Years later, Frederick was appointed Duke of Voldania, and he wore the crown as his royal right. After he died, the crown was passed down to his son, Duke Philip, and then eventually to his grandson, the famous Duke Alexander of Voldania. But that, of course, is a whole other story.
Wow, Zadie, that was one of the best stories you ever told me.
It sure was, Mr. Friedman. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
You're quite welcome, Kinderlich. Oi, weis mir. I almost forgot. Just wait here, boys. I'll be back in just a minute.
Where did your Zadie go, Akiva?
I don't know, Yehuda. It looks like he went to get something.
Shh, your Zadie's coming.
Here you are, boys. Go ahead and help yourselves to milk and cookies.